Local doctor and author Bob Martinez joins us here for a live show every Thursday at noon, 30 minutes to healing and feeling better, where Dr. Martinez of Health and Wellness of Central Florida discusses an all-natural, holistic approach to functional medicine with nutrition as the foundation for natural healing. Stress management, nutritional and lab work analysis, health and lifestyle coaching are just some of the benefits of chiropractic care. Massage therapy, spinal decompression, and neuropathy care is what he will address. Join our discussion every Thursday at noon and call in with your questions. Hey, would you look at that? It is 6 minutes past the hour of noon, which means it is time for none other than Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob. We're talking about Dr. Bob Martinez with Health and Wellness of Central Florida. Good afternoon. I'm JW. We'll be here till the end of the hour, myself and Dr. Bob, who is in the studio once again to answer your questions, to address your concerns, maybe have some comments about your health. That's why he's here. Health and Wellness of Central Florida has been serving folks in the area for a number of years. Now, as you remember, Dr. Bob's mission in life has been to help as many people as he can, and that began with a 21-year career in the United States Air Force. To ensure that his patients receive the best care, they're proud to offer service from in-house health coach Stephanie Knight, who was here last week, and massage therapy. Of course, they offer chronic health problems. They address these disorders, chronic health problems, headaches, back pain, neck pain, herniated, bulging discs, auto-related injuries, allergies, and more. So it's all about your health and wellness. We want you to heal and feel better with Dr. Bob. Good afternoon, Dr. Bob.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. Glad you're with us once again today. We'll be here till the bottom of the hour. A reminder, the phone number here is 352-796-7272.
Great.
Yeah.
So I'm here today. Just basically, I had a patient that was going to be here to be able to talk about her situation and how she improved and, and things like that. But I got the last minute phone call. She had to be pulled away on the business meeting. But on September 14th, she will be here. Basically, just got our schedules together and looked at our calendar. So, and she has a pretty interesting story to tell. So,
I was very impressed with Stephanie Knight, who was your health coach there, and the story that she told last week, being cured from cancer, basically.
Yeah. You know, when I bring people here to talk, it's everybody has their story. And certainly Stephanie, when she told me her story, I was just, you know, dumbfounded how she got there and everything she had to go through to get to where she is today. But the amazing thing, again, as she's so focused about being proactive about her health, that's what I'm impressed about her, is she's just taking the steps necessary not to have that situation reoccur.
And at Health and Wellness of Central Florida, she's just one part of that team that works with Dr. Bob Martinez over there.
Oh, absolutely. We have two great girls in the front desk. They also are aware of what we do. They're very passionate about what we do. We work as a team. So when you call our office, rest assured that they will take all the information that's needed and get you appropriately scheduled to get you started.
Well, you're basically the fountain of youth over there.
Well, almost.
Yeah, you're reversing aging and disorders, diseases, and
we're not trying to reverse diseases. I'm not here to cure disease, and I just want to make that clear because, you know, I can get in trouble when I'm trying to say, I can cure the disease.
Right, I understand.
But it's not. You know, what we do is just find what's missing. You know, what is the deficiencies in your body that's causing some of these things to occur. And then just give what the body requires, and the body does the healing. Mm-hmm. I'm just the messenger.
I got you.
Your body is the one that actually gets in there and starts doing its magic to get you where you need to be.
And we've messed our bodies up so much over the years.
Yeah. You know, today, more so than ever. I mean, I've got patients that are coming in, they're 86, 92, they're still driving. And I ask them, I say, well, what's the magic trick? What's your magic pill? She says, nothing. I just stayed healthy. I exercised. I ate what I needed to eat healthy-wise, and here I am today. So I tell them, I want to grow up just to be like you.
Amen.
You know?
We want to live a long, healthful life.
Yeah. I mean, my philosophy in life is that you don't have to stop enjoying life, mm-hmm. you know, because of certain circumstances, disease, health-related problems. It's just simple. It's just take care of your body, and the body will take care of you. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, mm-hmm. one of the things that I want to talk a little bit today, and it's something that ever since I've been in practice, I've noticed a lot, and it's called neuropathy. And it prompted me to write a small book about it, and so people could be aware of what it is. And it's amazing that the patients that I've seen over the years, I ask them, do you know what neuropathy is? Mm-hmm. And they have no idea.
Right.
Absolutely no idea. And so for me, knowledge, it's the first step to strengthen, you know, to understand what you have, how it starts, and how it could possibly be remedied, or your body can actually start healing itself. So we all know is that we all have a nervous system.
Right.
And, you know, as a chiropractor, before I started chiropractic, I never thought about the nervous system. I just said, well, you know, God gave me this body, and I took it for granted.
Yes.
And lo and behold, yeah, and you set yourself up for some big surprises down the road if you don't understand and how to deal with your own health. So, again, neuropathy was the big thing. I didn't even understand what it was when I first started seeing patients. When I started seeing deficiencies such as, you know, loss of balance, they were complaining of pain in their hands and their feet and their toes, big, sharp, lightning type of pain, numbness. They couldn't feel their feet, you know. And so that prompted me to start looking into it a little bit and, you know, trying to understand why this phenomena was occurring. And I started doing some research, and lo and behold, neuropathy. And that's what it is. It's degeneration of the nervous system that's outside of your spine.
Mm.
And understand that your nervous system is set up. That is the – think of your nervous system as being cables that you see outside that conducts electricity. And they got one job, and that is to communicate, send signals back and forth. And what we have is our brain is our master controller. Everything that we do, the function of the brain is to receive messages and then send commands, and it's your command center.
I'll get you.
And your nervous system is basically the cabling that's going to take that message throughout your entire body, throughout all your cells, through your feet, hands, eyes, you name it. What happens is there's different reasons why people get neuropathy. The one major reason is diabetes.
Okay.
You know, when diabetic people have that problem, sugar tends to destroy the microcirculation. In other words, the small arteries and veins that go to your hands and feet, sugar destroys that. So when you don't have blood flow or blood supply to your periphery, or in other words, your hands or feet,
right?
It doesn't have no nutrition. You can't get the nutrition that is necessary to keep those nerves alive.
Okay.
So over time, those nerves start degenerating, is what we call degeneration of the nerves.
Wow.
And so it starts breaking down slowly. Now, neuropathy, it's a very, very subtle thing. You don't even think about it. Hmm. Not until you get to the point where it's very noticeable, where now the damage has occurred. So when patients used to come to, you know, in my office, I wanted to help them, but I didn't understand it.
Right.
So diabetes is number one cause.
Okay.
You know, the more and more you read about it. The other causation of neuropathy is spinal degeneration, where you have a lot of heavy arthritis that is actually putting pressure on those nerves that come out of the spinal, from the spinal cord out to your rest of your body. When you have arthritis or degenerative changes in your spine, you tend to put pressure on that in the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And long term, if you continue putting those that pressure on continual basis on those nerves, those tend to start dying out as well.
That I can understand, yeah.
Your pressure.
Sure.
You know, think about this. Have you ever put a rubber band around your finger?
Yep.
And you watched it how it turned purple,
yeah.
Right? That's basically what happens is you're choking all the nutrients or the nutrients around that skin.
Right.
And you start depleting it from the nutrients, so it starts degenerating slowly.
Choking it to death, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you choke it. And so there's nothing to do. So arthritis, and there's one that's called spinal stenosis. That is the narrowing of the spinal cord canal,
mm-hmm.
where the spine houses the spinal cord. When you have tightening of the spinal cord, that can actually also cause peripheral neuropathy and trauma.
Okay.
Other things like cancer, tumors that are in the vicinity of that nerve that can actually cause that problem.
Now, I was going to say, does this act naturally? I mean, does this come on naturally? Or you mentioned trauma, of course, I could understand that. But as far as stenosis, is this, I mean, is everyone going to deal with this?
Well, you know, it just depends on how hard you were on your body.
Okay.
You know, people that I see with spinal stenosis, they did something pretty football players, you know,
right.
Physical. A lot of trauma to your body, whether you played sports or you were one of those gentlemen that use the jackhammer.
Right.
You know, you see him shaking all over the place.
Yeah.
That can actually create problems with your spinal cord
right.
and other things. It's just too much trauma.
Uh-huh.
So when you have the situation, what do we do?
Uh-huh.
I mean, what is it that we commonly do? And I made it, you know, my mission to understand and if there's any way that can be helped. As far as the spinal cord and the spinal degeneration is concerned, sometimes surgery needs to be done to get the pressure off of those nerves. But when it comes down to like diabetes, and actually nutritional deficiencies can also cause neuropathy. The medications, statin drugs to lower cholesterol, can actually cause a problem with those nerves being fed. And they can actually create a problem with those nerve endings.
I got you. So you actually wrote an entire book on this, nationally known author, Dr. Bob Martinez, in the studio with us as he is with me Thursday from 12 to 12:30. Heal and Feel Better is the name of the show with Dr. Bob, and Health and Wellness of Central Florida is the name of his practice. Two locations, one in Spring Hill on Mariner Boulevard and one in Lutz on Honeybone Circle. You can call 352-686-1686 at the Spring Hill office to book an appointment today to get a consultation to find out more. 352-686-1686. Health and Wellness of Central Florida. We are open to your questions as well here as Dr. Bob is live in the studio. 352-796-7272. And we'll be right back after a short message from our sponsor. Health and Wellness of Central Florida has been helping people for years with auto accident injuries, nutritional counseling, massage therapy, and functional medicine. Treating everyone like family, Dr. Bob and his staff takes your health seriously, analyzing underlying issues and creating individual care plans, reducing inflammation, joint pain, and overall stress. Schedule your complimentary consultation at one of his offices by calling 352-686-1686. See for yourself at hwcfla.com. Well, you're listening to Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob. I'm JW. Dr. Bob's sitting right in front of me. He's here for you. 352-796-7272 with your questions, comments, or concerns. Several disorders that they attack. Chronic health problems, headaches, back pain, neck pain, herniated bulging discs, auto-related injuries, allergies, and more. Health and wellness is what it's all about. And Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob is why we're here. So his entire team there at Health and Wellness of Central Florida is ready to help you evaluate your family's wellness so that you can live a more enjoyable, pain-free, and healthy life. Now, we've been talking about neuropathy. Dr. Bob Martinez has written a book on neuropathy and does have it available for you. And he's going to continue with the neuropathy. So,
yeah. So briefly just how neuropathy starts. We've discussed that. But now the major thing is how it's treated.
Okay? Right.
Like I said earlier, as far as spinal stenosis, spinal degeneration, where you're having those nerves, you know, pressure on those nerves, surgery. It just depends on the severity of the cases. Most conservatively, spinal decompression can also help if it's not a spinal stenosis case, but just on the pressure on those nerves coming out of the spine. But today, we try to help people. You know, I get it. I understand that when we're in discomfort and we're in pain, we definitely try to find something that's going to help us immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I mean, nobody wants to be in pain. As a matter of fact, pain itself can cause depression for long term.
Sure.
And people don't understand, or may understand, that long term pain can cause depression. And instead of addressing the pain, they are put on these antidepressants.
Right.
So the current treatment right now is to help folks that are having severe pain, is to give them something. And the one drug that is most commonly used to address or help reduce the discomfort is something called Lyrica.
All right.
Pregabalin.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that medication does, it basically just deadens the nerves. It just helps sedate the discomfort. The problem is, again, with any drug, and it just doesn't have to be with Lyrica or any, it's every drug that you take.
Mm.
The longer you are on a drug, the more your body's going to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not known anybody that's come in my office where the drugs just remain the same for a long period of time. It's always increasing.
I got you.
And then at one point, they can't really give you any more.
Mm-hmm.
So my experience with some of the folks that I've seen in my office, they started them with the pregabalin or Lyrica,
mm-hmm.
and they got to the point where they couldn't increase the dosage anymore. So guess what was the next step?
What?
Opioids.
Right. I was just going to say opioids. Yep.
Yeah. So now you get into the opioid scenario. Now, I am board certified in addiction and compulsive disorders, and I understand about addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And so those drugs are dangerous. And you're hearing more and more and more the United States it has a big problem with opioid overuse,
yes,
and addiction. So these folks are just, they don't know where to go. The medication will only maintain a state of disease from getting worse, or at best try to maintain a level of discomfort,
mm-hmm.
at bay, and they continue doing that. And so nothing can, in their minds, there's nothing else to do.
That's right.
Okay. So what I'm finding out with as far as neuropathy is we have to start looking at nutrition,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's causing, if it's a diabetes, blood supply, what is it that we can do to increase the blood supply nutritionally? If somebody's eating sugar, a lot of sugar, or they're not maintaining their diabetes steady,
mm-hmm.
It's going to continue to cause damage. Nutrition, cholesterol, and cholesterol is a hormone, first of all.
Okay.
And cholesterol is utilized by your body for a lot of functions. I can't even give you a number. There's just myriads of functions that the body uses cholesterol for. And one of the things that it does, the body use cholesterol for, is to maintain your nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
There is a sheath that protects your nerve endings called the myelin sheath.
Okay.
And that actually is like an insulation, but also helps with the transfer of energy to that point where it needs to go so the message can be received.
Right.
But when that myelin sheath starts degenerating,
mm-hmm.
it starts breaking down, then there's no potential, there's no way that energy can travel to its destination.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's when people start feeling the numbness and the discomfort. Balance is a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get older, we tend to lose balance.
Mm-hmm.
You can always tell when somebody's losing their balance because they're walking with what I call a wide gait.
Okay.
So their feet are pretty separated. They're mm-hmm. not walking normally like a person would with their feet close and they're just walking. But you see them sort of walking almost like a duck.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or if you go to the grocery stores, I see a lot of folks holding on to the carts.
Right.
They can't just pick up a basket.
That's right.
And so what I tend to do is when a patient comes in and has neuropathy, we try to find out what is the causation, first of all. And then on that basis, then we can start looking at a potential way to help them, to provide them with the nutrition to maybe hopefully rebuild that myelin sheath. If it's a cholesterol deficiency, we need to find out why. Or if it is a nutritional deficiency like B12, why?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a problem where the body is not absorbing the nutrients necessary to do that? Just it's a why question. Why is it happening? So I just became so focused on trying to help people with neuropathy that it just led me to sit down one day and just start writing this book.
Right.
And I did it for the intentional purposes to have people read it and then understand any kind of disease, not just neuropathy. You need to understand why, you know, why is it happening?
Right.
And just today, unfortunately, we have so many things in our lives that are going on that we just don't ask the question why. We just go by and say, we're going to go see a doctor, hoping that they can find a solution to the problem. Mm-hmm. And then just continue, you know, going down the road, taking medications and stuff, but never, you know, trying to figure out why.
Yes.
Know? And that is the sadness of most of the people that I talk to. I ask them, well, what do you think you got here? Why do you think you have this? And they look at me and say, I don't know. You're the doctor. You tell me.
Right.
So I try to empower my patients to do some research and look.
So we got about 2 minutes left, and I know this is a subject that we can talk for hours on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, and you've got that book. Now, how can folks, we've got about 2 minutes, like I said, how can folks get a copy of that book in their hands?
Yeah, well, you can come to my office right now. I've got that book available. I'm working on trying to get it on Amazon. I just had to get it converted from a PDF format to a Word document so I can make it available on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to also see if there's any way that I can put it on Facebook where people can read a couple of maybe a couple of pages or something. Mm-hmm. And then if they're interested, then they can go to either Amazon or they can call me in my office. And I got copies.
Very good.
I mean, it was exciting to write this book, but you never think of the after fact of, okay, how am I going to, because I got a big box in my office.
Right.
I just haven't
you
know, thought about it. But yeah, but that's where in the process they can call my office. The copies are here, or they can pretty soon, and I'll put it in Facebook as to when it will be available in Amazon.
Very good. So we got 1 minute left, Doc. How can folks get in touch with you? You have Facebook information, website, phone number, address, anything you can give these folks to contact you personally, Dr. Bob Martinez.
Well, that's basically you can call me at Spring Hill.
Mm-hmm.
At 352-686-1686.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly I tell my staff that if somebody really has a question and I'm available, that I will get on the phone and answer any questions they may have. You know, as busy as I am, I try. Or if they've got a heavy question, mm-hmm. leave me their name, a number where I can reach them. I will make an attempt to call them back and answer the question.
Okay, so that phone number to Health and Wellness of Central Florida, 352-686-1686. Dr. Bob Martinez, helping you to heal and feel better with Dr. Bob, heard every Thursday right here from 12 to 12:30. We'll see you next Thursday, Dr. Bob.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.